8.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. And now the Israel Hour with Meirav and Josh.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Mother's Day and happy Independence Day. Israel's 66th birthday celebration continues this week on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. We kicked it off last week with Meirav Dubrovsky playing some of the best Israeli music ever made. And we're back this week to play more of the best Israeli music ever made. And Meirav is back! Oh, this is exciting. 2 weeks in a row. Is this a new record for the first time in, I don't know, 12 years?
I think I just came to see why it is that you were redoing my show.
I did not touch your show.
Yeah, I walk in, I say, Josh, you're doing the same music I did last
not
week.
Did
I
not do a good music.
Enough? Not only that, you won't let me have the controls, you know, just
you did
keeping me here at the interview mic so that I keep my hands far, far away from the controls.
You did a phenomenal job last week. We got emails and letters saying how much they love you.
And that's why I'm back. That's the truth. I'm back because of my fans.
Because they can't get enough of you. It's
right.
Not the same without you. And we're glad you're here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there.
And I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
I hope it's been wonderful so far.
It has. I slept until 10:45. Yeah. I'm just joking. That would be a dream come true.
And it's now 11:07 Eastern Time. Did your kids do anything special for you for Mother's Day?
Yeah, they let me sleep until 10:45.
All right, that's a gift.
Yeah, no, they all made me something. It's very cute. I love to have these little tchotchkes that they make me that I can smile and then one day take out again from their
storage. Recycle them.
Yeah, recycle them.
Happy Mother's Day to you all, and you're listening to the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU with Meirav and Josh. So glad that you're tuned in. There is just, I was trying to decide what I was going to do this week, and there's just so much great Israeli music for Yom HaTzmaut, stuff we don't play every day, stuff that you didn't get to last week, and you just can't ignore it. And, you know, Yom HaTzmaut was this past Monday, Monday night and Tuesday, and we just need to continue the celebration.
Right, the feeling there lingers. They're probably still drunk in the streets.
That's right.
So if they can celebrate, so can we with music.
And there have been some great concerts going on all over Israel and America and Canada this past week. There are more coming up this week. We'll tell you all about them. We want to know if there's anything you've done to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, Israel's 66th birthday. Get in touch with us at facebook.com/Israel Hour or call us at 732-932-8800. It is also Mother's Day, so we'll play some great Israeli music all celebrating Ima. I'll be coming up in addition. The Eurovision Song Contest has taken place. Another bad year for Israel.
Well, it hasn't been a good year in how many years?
Oh,
10?
A long time, I don't know.
Abani Biobo Aviv. Hallelujah.
That was back in the 70s.
Even Diva.
Diva won. Diva
no,
won.
I know, but I'm saying even that was a good song.
We'll talk about that in a little while. And before that song, this year's song, fades into obscurity, we'll play it for you one last time. We're not streaming online today. We apologize for that. You can only hear us on the radio, 88.7 WRSU FM in the central New Jersey area. So if you're tuned in, we would love to know that you're listening. Call us 732-932-8800 or email info@israelhour.com. And we're wishing you a Chag Atzmaut Sameach from the Israel Hour.
מתנדבים עושים חיים רק בישראל
הכרמל יורד לים
דיסקוטק נסגר מודם רק בישראל
הקיבוץ והמושב
רק בישראל
ירושלים של זהב
רק בישראל
הירקון תמיד ירוק
רק בישראל
יום הולדת לאילן
וכנרת מול גולן
רק בישראל
כל אדם הוא בן אדם
רק בישראל
יקבל עצות חינם רק בישראל
רק בישראל טייסים הם טייסים
רק בישראל
לא ינו ולא ישן יתנדב לחיל הים רק בישראל
החרמון ברוח הגלילית אני ישראלית בפרדסי לימון תפוז ואשכולית אני ישראלית בבית קפה קטן על כוס גדולה של גזר כשבתוכי שירי תש"ח עודי חורזת אני ישראלית מעל בימות עולם בהופעה לילית אני ישראלית כשיש בצחוק רחב וגאווה חילית אני ישראלית לאור נרות החג ביום פקודה אוהבת בהישמע צפירה עולה חליל או נבל אני ישראלית בחלומי ובדמי ליקוד וזמר עממי ועם האדמה בשוק ובקניון בהמולה כללית אני ישראלית הביתה במטוס עם שיר תקווה קלית ישראלית עוד מציירת ואלוהים אחד ומלאכי כנפיים אני ישראלית נושאת שירי מחל למושבה גבולית אני ישראלית בפי תפילת שלום כחולה כמו טלית אני ישראלית לעד לנצח מחפשת את הדרך לעד לנצח חופשייה מאושרת אני ישראלית.
The Israel Hour with Ilanit.
ישראלית, אני ישראלית. And you know what, Ilanit, we have that in common, because גם אני ישראלית, so that's nice to have something in common with all these singers.
There you go.
Okay, never mind. להקת חיל הים. Yeah, shows you what kind of Israeli
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, seriously.
Rak b'Yisrael.
Ani Yisraelit, aval ani lo yichala ledaber al divri.
Ve lo yichala ledaber al divri. But you wrote it banglit, so that makes
okay,
sense. You know, no. It says here, La ha kat chel ha hayam. So if I read it like that...
I didn't think you'd be able to read my handwriting if I wrote it in Hebrew.
All right, and before that, we had a nice Yom HaTzmaut mix slash medley, including David Ben-Gurion's famous speech where he speaks like this. I can't even replicate his voice, so forget it. I won't even try.
Still gives me chills. Love that stuff. Happy Yom HaTzmaut. Happy Israeli Independence Day. Happy 66th birthday, Israel. If you missed last week's show with Meirav, the podcast is up at iTunes.com. iTunes, just search for Israel Hour. She played some great music last week, and we have more great music this week, but just want to give a plug for Meirav.
Yay, thanks.
She's good.
Looking at me like that for know. Okay.
But
she's so good that she gets to sit behind the controls. I'm just going to keep reminding you of that throughout this show.
You know,
yes.
You don't walk in after not coming for a year and a half
or longer
and say, I need to control the show. It's my show. No,
Ani,
it's not your show.
Ani Israelit, you know, I should be coming there, shoving you with my elbows, pushing you out of the way, knocking you to the ground with a cell phone in my hand.
It is Mother's Day and in the USA. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. We're so glad that you've chosen to spend your Yom HaIma with us. We need to play a song for you. Here it is. It's a classic, Shulachen, on the Israel Hour.
מדוע הקיץ חלף? למה נושרים העלים? אמא, כיצד זה סובב העולם? איך נולד? נולדים ילדים. אמא, מדוע זה יש מלחמות? למה רבים בני אדם? אמא, מדוע שותק אלוהים ולא עוצר באדם?
אבל מלא בתקווה, אתה בוכה וצוחק, כותן לה ומוחק, אתה שואל ועונה, אתה אוהב כמו שונא, אתה בן רגע נוסק ואז פתאום מתרסק. אתה ישראלי כמו החול שנודד, כמו החום היוקר, כמו החול. אתה נשבר וממשיך עד הבוקר, ומה שלא יהיה ולאן שלא תפנה, כן מה שלא יהיה אתה לא תשתנה, אתה ישראלי. מה שלא יהיה ולאן, לאן שלא תפנה, כן מה שלא יהיה אתה לא תשתנה. אתה ישראלי, אתה ישראלי, אתה שולף וחוטף ואת האוכל טורף, אתה ניזון משמועות וחיים מלב דעות, אתה כבר לא מאמין, נזרק בין שמאל לימין, תמיד עושה בעיות אך מרגש את מה. אתה ישראלי כמו החול כמו החום היוקד, כמו החוף הבודד, אתה נשבר וממשיך עד הבוקר. ומה שלא יהיה ולאן שלא תפנה, כן מה שלא יהיה, אתה לא תשתנה, אתה ישראל. אתה ישראלי, אתה ישראלי, אתה מוקח צבא אבל מלא בתקווה, אתה בוכה וצוחק, כותב מילה ומוחק, אתה שואל ועונה, אתה אוהב כמו שונא, אתה בן רגע נוסק ואז פתאום מתרסק. אתה ישראלי, אתה ישראלי,
וסבתא שוב חוזרת ושוב היא מספרת מה שהיה לפני המדינה. את יישובים בנתה היא מגדל גדר של תיל, ובלילות שמרה מפני אויב, ודפנה וחניתה אל המגדל הביטה ושרה עם כולם מתוך הלב.
הדגל שלי הוא כחול ולבן, אתמול
Bye.
Chag Atzmaut Sameach. Happy birthday, Israel. Continuing our Yom Atzmaut celebration this week on the Israel Hour. And feeling proud, waving the blue and white.
With Edna Lev HaDegel Sheli. Before that, Arik Lavi, Ata Yisraeli. So kodom we have Ilanit Yisraelit, and now we have Arik Lavi, Ata Yisraeli. That's
Gamani Yisraeli.
I know. But ata kotev banglit. So, you know, when you write in English, I don't know. Shulachan with Ima before that.
I already told you.
I know. I can't read your chicken scratch as it is. So you may as well put it in a language you know.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Israel Hour. Meirav and Josh are here to serve your Israeli music needs, the dynamic duo of the Israel Hour. We're doing Independence Day. We're doing Mother's Day on today's show. And we got to do one more thing. We have to talk about the Eurovision Song Contest.
That's why I'm really here. Once a year, I come into this station, into this interview mic position, so that you can ask me, as you do every year, so, Meirav, what do you think of Israel's Kdam Eurovision? And
we didn't
even make it.
Did not go well this year. Despite good song selection and an electrifying show which drew numerous compliments, My Fine Gold was not selected to participate in the finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. She performed on Thursday night in the semifinals, and she did not get enough points to make it into the finals. Officials from the Israel Broadcasting Authority raised concerns over why Feingold was skipped over and said the country would consider retiring from the competition.
Oh, don't give up.
Well,
go on.
I don't know.
Israelis never give up. They're just saying.
The thing is, they feel that they're being singled out. They feel that the judging is very political.
Well, it was with Russia.
I don't know if that was the judging. We heard that there were boos over the Russian delegation because of what's going on these days. We heard that secondhand, so I don't know for sure. But that has nothing to do with voting. Austria won, by the way. It happened last night. Feingold performed her song Same Heart. Second in a lineup of 15 acts, she carried the crowd during her performance and they reacted with enthusiastic cheers. Feingold finished her song in front of a group of Israeli supporters who had inched up to cheer near the stage. The Israeli delegation was satisfied with the perfect performance, but that despite their overwhelming confidence at the end of Feingold's turn, the officials' concern grew that Israel would once again be left out in the cold after the votes were counted. Here's what My Feingold said. Quote, I came off the stage feeling like I did my part. It was a long and arduous road for me and the crew, but like every competition, the final results are out of your hands. I did the best I could. Thank you to everyone for the kind words and support. I do not take it for granted, said Feingold after the results were announced. Israel, left out in the cold once again, was not selected to go into the finals. What do you think?
I think they shouldn't give up. That's what I think. And I've never met an Israeli to give up, but I guess their morale is low right now.
Do you think it's political?
Our show isn't, so we're going to stay out of it. How does that sound for an answer?
Last year, Moran Mazur singing Rock Bishvilo. Before that, in 2012, Isabo with Time. Donna International in 2011 singing Ding Dong. Harel Scott in 2010 with Milim. Harel Scott did make it into the finals, actually.
And Donna International with Ding Dong didn't?
She did not.
Wow, and she won, you know, in 2007?
No,
six,
it was earlier than that.
Four?
She won in 1998 with Diva.
Oh, my God.
It's a long time ago.
Yes. Yeah,
we've been doing the show for a long time.
I know, wow.
So the last time
I was off by 10 years. Can you imagine? Wow.
Last time Israel made the finals was in 2010 with Harel Scott with Milim, and they only came in 14th place. Before that, they made the finals in 2009. Noah and Mira Awad singing There Must Be Another Way. 16th place.
Yeah, and Noah was very, she was expecting to really win, you know, teaming up with Mira Awad.
Yep.
I mean, that should have won just there, you know.
I say it every year. Before the song fades into obscurity, we're going to play it one more time. And by the way, I just heard from Mariel. She made some comments on our Facebook page. There's been an interesting discussion going on our Facebook page regarding the Eurovision. Go to facebook.com/Israel Hour and check that out. Mariel was in Paris now. Called me from Paris, France.
Now that's a loyal listener.
That's right. Thank you, Mariel. Unfortunately, we're not streaming live, so
we'll
hear us.
We'll thank her when she hears the podcast.
Yeah,
so thank you,
Mariel. Love that our listeners call in from wherever they are just to share their comments on the Eurovision. One last time. It's My Fine Gold, Same Heart.
You fill me up with poisoned love. You fill my soul with sins, but I have learned to grow now. Too many lies, too many cries. They're as long as the infinity. I'm starting to rise, don't need to be criticized. I'm not an animal in captivity. I'm skinning you up, no longer a bird. I will take it without any regrets. And it's time for me to open my eyes and to recognize we don't beat from the same heart.
Apparently, My Fine Gold does not beat with the same heart as the Eurovision judges. And she did not qualify for the finals. Same Heart, My Fine Gold, fading into obscurity like most of the other songs. You know what? We're going to have to play a show of all the Eurovision songs that you totally forgot ever existed.
Yeah,
because they did
well,
so poorly.
We have this summer, our 4-week August run.
August Huggy Goat, that's a great one to do.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the reason is because they don't consult me. I say this time and time again. Harel Scott, what language did he sing in?
I think that was only Hebrew.
There you go. Diva
might have had some English.
Did it?
I think she
remixed it?
Yeah,
we didn't
really concentrate on that version, but I think there was some English in the final song.
Hallelujah. Avani be a woman.
You're talking about a time gone by. It's not the same.
Israel holds on to its own identity, its own nationality, when it gets up and sings in its own language, that's when it puts out its greatest work.
Last year, Rock Bishvilo.
Right. Didn't she have one verse, one paragraph in English thrown in there?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, did she place? Yeah, she placed.
No.
She didn't place.
No.
I'm just kidding. I missed that part of the story. I'm just.
Nope.
Yeah.
14th
right.
place,
well,
Moran Mazor, last year.
Well, their winning streak has been when they sang in Hebrew, so I'm going to still stick to my guns about that one and just, you know, tell them to continue.
Does Israel have a chance? We'd like to hear your thoughts. Facebook.com/Israel Hour. Weigh in on this. What is going on with Israel and the Eurovision, and what in the world can Israel do to improve their chances? A lot of people thought this song stunk.
I did.
A lot of people didn't, by the way.
I did.
A lot
yeah,
of people
well,
didn't.
They don't have good taste. What can I tell you? I'm just joking. Everyone is entitled to their
recruit
own opinions.
Recruit Meirav for the board. Meirav to the Israel Broadcasting Authority. Make it happen.
Yeah,
we know someone at the Israel Broadcasting Authority. We should talk to him. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Let's continue with a great song by a mother and a father who are now divorced. It's Orna and Moshe Dots on the Israel Hour. Happy Mother's Day.
את האור שלך חיים שלי נושמת עמוק אל תוך הלב רוצה לשמור אותך קרוב אליי חיים שלי להגן עליך מצל של כאב אני תואב את הדייסה שלך חיים שלי כמו חלה של שבת מתוקה שתמיד אקדם אותך חיים שלי עם עוגה וחיבוק ונשיקה כי אין בעולם את החיוך שלך חיים שלי חולם שתמיד תחייך מה לא הייתי עושה בשבילך חיים שלי כדי שממני אף פעם לא תלך
duty on the Israel Hour today celebrating Mother's Day and Yom HaAtzmaut. So are Orna and Moshe Dots. Kan Nolalti on the Israel Hour. Chag Sameach.
Kan Beiti Po Ani Nolalti Bamishor Asher Al Sfat Hayam Kan Achaverim Itam Gadalti Ve'en Li Shum Makom Acher Ba'olam En Li Shum Makom Acher Ba'olam
שנים אלפיים סופרים גודל כאן את כל שירה אתם ודאי יודעים, אתם ודאי זוכרים שהיא כבר בת 30, ולכן כולנו יחד נאמר לה ונברך, המשיכי ככה הלאה באשר תלכי נלך, ונשיר לשיר הללויה מכל הלב וכל הנשמה, ונשיר לשיר מכל הלב וכל הנשמה. כל בנייך מכנף ארץ יחונו את חגך, וכל מפוצותייך ישובו לגבולך, אם נירך ירושלים נשמח ונתחדש, ונקווה כי בימינו ייכון בית המקדש, ונשיר לשיר הללויה מכל הלב וכל נשיר לשיר הללויה מכל הלב וכל הנשמה. גם אנחנו פה נשיר לך, נשוב ונאחל שעוד ירבו ימייך ושוב לא נתקשר, למרום נישא אלינו עם כל עם ישראל, ונבקש אביא לנו שנת שלום לנייחל, ונשיר לשיר הללויה מכל בכל הנשמה, ונשיר לשיר הללויה מכל הלב וכל הנשמה, ונשיר לשיר הללויה מכל הלב וכל הנשמה, ונשיר לשיר הללויה מכל
בפריז וגם ברומא, ראיתי את שבעת פלאי תבל, בקוטב הצפוני וגם דרומא, אך אין מקום כמו ארץ ישראל. וכמו גלויות של נוף יפות, תמונות בזיכרוני עפות, כמו בעד עדשה של מצלמה, בתרמילי אותן אסע לכל מקום בכל מסע, קטעי פסיפס מתוך תמונה שלמה. שלום לך ארץ נפלאה,
נהדרת עבדך הדל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור צריחי המגדלים בירושלים בסמטאות השוק הצבעוני גגות הרעפים של גבעתיים הניבטים מבעד חלוני את האוויר בתל אביב את סבתי ואת סבי את החלה ואת נרות שבת את ים המלח מול אדום ואשת לוט צופה לסדום ואת הקיץ אורך האלת שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור מימיה הכחולים של הכינרת והרקיע התואם מעל והרגשת הבית המוכרת בתוך אורכי זורמת כמו חשמל הרי גליל והשומרון הפרדסים שבשרון וילדים בגן המושבה את הכרמל ואת הים אחד אחד ואת כולם תמיד קורצים אומרים ברוך הבא שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור
Shalom lach, Eretz Nehederet. Yoram Gaon on the Israel Hour. Before that, Eli Gorenstein, L'Artzi Yesh Yom Huledet. Tem kvar zochrim shehi bat kvar bat 30, the song says.
אבל היא לא בשלושים, היא בשישים ושש. 36 years ago.
It's an old song. Ornan Moshe Dantz doing double duty. First singing Ava Shel Ima, beautiful song. And of course Moshe Dantz didn't think that Ima's Ava was so great because he divorced her. And
He found a new Ima, come on.
Maybe, I guess, yeah. And Ornan Moshe Dantz singing Kan Noladitis. Two beautiful songs celebrating Mother's Day and Independence Day on the Israel Hour with Meirav and Josh.
Yeah, so Eretz Nehederet, it's a great land, right? I was hoping to find the news filled with crazy stories from Israel over the course of this week with all the drunk parties and crazies out there. But no,
hold
Israel.
On. When was the last time you were in Israel for Yom HaTzmaut?
Oh, it's... Well, when was that song? Shloshim Veshet, what? Yeah, it's been a long time since.
Yeah, if so anyone maybe getting so drunk anymore.
So I'm thinking that as I always make a plea to our listeners, maybe someone wants to send me there for Yom HaTzmaut to be on the scene.
You've been saying this for years.
I know, but
nobody's
maybe someone,
listening.
One day, someone might take me up on that and send me with a microphone in hand and a camera by the ready so that I can capture Israel at its finest with all its drunkards all over the place partying in the streets. Until,
best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so anyway, I found nothing. There are some little silly things going on in Israel. You know, El Al flight crews, pilots are not interested in flying. They feel that their conditions are not going so well, so planes are grounded.
The pilots are not flying.
The flight attendants are not interested. There's been four flights canceled so far. Can you imagine? You get to the airport with your bags ready to go. London, England, wherever, who knows, America, wherever you're going on your holiday, and you are told that your flight has been canceled without any further information. Well,
Meirav, you have a flight attendant cousin. Why are we not getting firsthand information?
I know, we're going to have
here.
To get some firsthand. I'll have to make a phone call. But, you know, then there's a bear in Israel that just had disc surgery.
Well,
a 19-year-old bear named Meng had a ruptured disc and was having herniated disc surgery, repair disc surgery. But that's not even...
Was Mango complaining of the... Couldn't get up properly?
Bear. I don't know.
Out of the chair and was... Oy!
We'll have to ask. But this one is my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pilot's grounded. I'm not surprised. That's what the Israelis do. They just, you know, do what they want to do. Forget you, forget me. I'm going to do my own thing. Yeah. And then there's, you know, this bear. So now here's my favorite one. An elderly neighbor finally lost her cool, pricking a cat lady, but it was actually a male neighbor. She pricked him 4 times in the chest with a fork.
Wait. Hold on. Step back.
Okay. There's an elderly neighbor, a woman.
Right. So,
Couldn't stand her neighbor who was a cat lady, a cat lover. Okay.
Had a lot of cats.
Well, so not exactly, but he was feeding cats under her windowsill. So what happened was there was this little altercation where she was yelling at him for his habit of feeding these army of stray cats. And she was really upset about it. So she stabbed him 4 times or pricked him 4 times in the chest with a fork.
Well, there's a big difference between a prick and a stab.
Well, it's a prick. It said in the article, a prick.
So she just poked him.
She poked him 4 times, yeah. But it's Israel.
Right. This made news.
And this made news. And yeah, she wasn't drunk. She had enough. So hearing the defendant's tale of woe, she said the cats were using her windowsill as a urinal. So the sympathetic judge, only in Israel will you find this, arranged a reduction in the charge from grievous assault to a lesser charge, sentencing the fork-wielding neighbor to 4 months probation. Although, the bench ordered her to fork over a small fee to the cat lover as just compensation. So she had to give some money. I'm thinking that neighbor is not going to give up with the cats. She's going to have a urinal for the rest of her life in her windowsill.
Can't go around sticking people with a fork because you don't like what their cats are doing.
I know, you just have to get even. Maybe bring some dogs.
I don't know.
You know, there once was a lady who swallowed a fly. You know, this is, you know, she has to do something. She has to be more creative in her way. But only in Israel will you find someone pricking you with a fork.
I don't think the judge should have been so good to her.
Maybe she didn't really hurt him.
She assaulted somebody.
Yeah, but
it was a prick, not a stab.
Right, a prick, not a stab. And also, let's analyze. We're sitting here. Maybe if the man showed his chest and he showed us what exactly the marks that were left on him, you know, maybe that was part of the evidence. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just thinking, this poor woman, though, with the urinal and her mirpeset, can you imagine? No, can you just see her share about Lenim, another Kedam Eurovision song? You're sitting out there opening your sunflower seeds to find cat urine.
And all of a sudden, a cat just lets it go
right in front of you. So, yeah.
Only in Israel, my friends, but we still love it. It's the most beautiful country in the world. Eretz Tropit Yafa, Yudit Ravitz on the Israel Hour. As we wish you a belated and continued Chag Sameach. Happy birthday, Israel. Chag Atzmaut Sameach from the Israel Hour.
בכל שנה,
בכל שנה
יש קרנבל,
יש קרנבל,
גיטרה די טובה ואהבה ששניים לא שומעת רזה.
I could play this music every week.
Because it's Ofrah, or because it's
Ofrah and just about anybody else. Yom Ha'atzmaut. It's just such good stuff. We had a great time over these past couple of weeks playing you some great music in honor of Israel's 66th birthday. And we wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day as well, Meirav. Happy Mother's Day
to you. Thank
you. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, to my mother-in-law, and to all the other mothers listening today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you who couldn't tune in, well, because our stream is down, podcast coming soon, but you're already listening to the podcast, so
hope
you know that. Meirav, thank you so much for coming.
It's been fun.
Always good to have you. Until next time, you are tuned to 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick. My name is Josh Rohn.
Meirav Dabrowski.
Coming up next, WRSU Sports, Rutgers Baseball versus the University of South Florida. Stay tuned for that. We're back next Sunday, 11 a.m. I hope you will tune in then. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn with Meirav. Al tafsiku lashir.
המבקשים לחזור, אני שואל ומתפלל.